So what is this play all about? How did it get started? What was the inspiration?
Well, Patrick, a couple of years ago, there used to be a show in New York City called 7-Eleven, where they had 7 11-minute plays from different authors, all took place in a convenience store. And it was about, like, the immigrant experience. And me and a fellow actor friend named Sanjeev Dhaveri sort of for fun wrote an 11-minute musical about sort of an Indian immigrant and his experience during Christmas time. And that became sort of a small-time hit in the 7-Eleven every year. Or sort of every year we kind of wrote other musicals and stuff like that. Eventually, Sanjeev Dhaveri and myself were commissioned to write take one of those stories and make a full length out of it. And that's how the show came out, called Bum Bug. And we workshopped it last year at the Wild Project, and this year it's going up at the Clurman Theater. Now, Bum Bug the musical is you basically take the device of a Christmas carol. The way like I like to talk about it is it's an original rock opera, reinventing the Christmas carol told through the looking glass of New York City immigrants and hyphen Native America. So we've got a character who works at a deli, a bodega. It's a very New York story, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Who's from India, except for instead of Scrooge, his name is Scroogewala. And instead of Bah Humbug, he says Bakwas Humbug. Sort of a made-up word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an idea of, like, he came here to pursue the American dream, and New York can be a tough city. It could be a tough city for anyone, and it's sort of, he had some tough breaks and heartaches, and then a character named Angel sort of comes and takes him on a ride of Christmas past, present, future, of his own thing, and sort of, helps him open up to the dream he almost gave up on. It's called Bum Bug because it's sort of like our character Scroogewala says Bakwas Bum Bug. Mm-hmm. And Bakwas is a Hindi word saying which means that sucks. And Bum Bug is just some sort of thing that we made up.
So what was the workshopping process like? I mean, to turn an 11-minute, short into something full length, I mean, must have been difficult.
Yeah, well, it took, a good year to actually, working off and on with my writing partner, Sanjeev Dhaveri. Now, what's great is Sanjeev and I have been, we're both actors, and we met many years ago doing, regional theater and plays and readings, and eventually became really good friends. And as Indian Americans or South Asian Americans, often we were, and still are, unfortunately, cast in stereotypical roles playing, non-three-dimensional character, but, kind of two-dimensional characters, as play doctors, sometimes terrorists, sometimes medical terrorists, which pays the bills and blah, blah, blah. That's changing slowly, but it's like we wanted to sort of write a show where the lead guy, he is a South Asian, he is Indian, he represents a voice that we don't see usually. So, when we were asked to do it from an 11-minute to a full-length 70, 35-minute show, We took our time to figure out what the details are. Why is this guy Scroogey? Like Ebenezer Scrooge is the way he is in A Christmas Carol, we wanted to make that relevant to our day today,
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the New York community. And for example, a lot of things, obviously you take an 11-minute show and you make it 75 minutes, a lot of things have to come in. So the characters grew. His love interest grew. Scroogewala's love interest is a woman named Sunita who's born here, and is sort of torn between two cultures as well. The character of Angel, who's sort of the narrator, is an African-American woman who's, you know, who's seen it all and has her own story. So really going deep into everyone's specific story, you know, and representing New York. So the process was, you know, basically working with Sanjeev, tossing out stories, and then just me, I'm the composer in this, so I just beat your piano. And we sort of kind of make each other laugh, you know, with like jokes and stuff. And then that joke stuff after 10 days, and we're like, all right, it takes, you know, it's sort of like you make a lot, you write a lyric, you come up with a scene. And if it could be funny in the moment, but tomorrow it might not be as funny. But if something speaks for 10 days and then beyond, then it's like, all right, there's something there.
Yeah.
So we kind of slowly went from there to, you know, to the next scene, to the next scene, and continue to sort of push ourselves. And also, you know, kept an eye out on what's relevant. You know, things like hate crimes and stuff were going on, and ideas of New York and melting pot, the difficulty, but also the beauty. The subway became part of the show. You know, in the 11-minute version, it wasn't, but wait, what represents New York? Hey, how about the 7 train? You know, any New Yorker knows getting on the subway, you know, you're just bombarded by people and by diversity. So this, you know, our phrase for Bumbum the Musical is called Get on the Train, because it sort of, it bookends the show. At the end of the day, it's a diverse group of actors and characters coming to tell a story about New York. And so, you know, we came up with the script and we had a couple of readings, and then we did a workshop last year at the Wild Project in East Village. And after that, we got some people who were interested. Loftistan is a production company that got interested, and the next thing we know, it's going up, you know, in December. So it's been a process, you know, it ain't done overnight, that's for sure. But it's been a process by from going from 11 minutes to, you know, the full length, to having readings, to then actually putting it on its feet last year. And then once it was on its feet, we're like, wow, there's something there. And others thought so as well, and here we are.
What do you want the audience to truly take away from this production? Like, in a perfect world, if they could leave the theater and come up to you and say exactly what you'd want them to say, what do you think they'd say?
You know, Patrick, I think, you know, when I go to see theater, even cinema, music, any type of art, I just want to feel, you know. I feel like we're bombarded in a digital world right now. Which is a good thing. We're connected to the world, you know, through social media, and it's very easy to connect through Skype and all that stuff. And it's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, you know, I think arts are there. The reason I'm an artist and I want to continue to create art is to make people feel, you know, beyond just, I think music specifically can go to your veins in a way. You know, the frequencies, the harmonies can make go straight to your heart, you know, and make you nostalgic or inspired or cheer you up perhaps, or make you even think, you know, about stuff. So I think, you know, that's why I create art, and this is part of what I do, is creating the show and being part of the show. I really want people to, like, it's an experience, you know. It's 8-person ensemble, 4-person rock band. Everything is done live. There's no sound design. There's, you know, there's no real tricks except for everything is live, you know. And so it's very organic. So I want the audience to sort of feel, I just got a sense of New York in 75 minutes, you know, which includes, the highs and lows, and also the idea of you're not alone. There's a community if you're open to it, you know, of whoever you are or whatever you choose to be, you know, that idea. If you ever feel lost or alone, sometimes you just have to listen, and you see that there is a community, you know, and that community can be as specific as, you know, as a culture, and that culture could be as general as New York City or the world. So I think it's an idea I would love for an audience member to feel like, wow, you know what, that made me think about my family, or that made me think about my own struggles, or I know someone like that, or this is great, I just feel good, because this is this sort of like gives me a glimpse into New York.